Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. Well, guys, we're going to enter now into what we call our go time, where we talk about what God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nation. So take it away, Wes.
Thanks, Brandon. Hey, my name's Wes. I'm one of the pastors here at Impact Church, and it is not fair that I have to follow child dedication for go time. But we do this every week at our church, and it's one of the most, I think, one of the most important things that we do, because we want to celebrate what God is doing, as Brandon said, in our neighborhoods in Northern Virginia and the nations through our church, and how God is really moving and using us to be missional, to reach out to our neighbors, and to continue to expand the kingdom. So I'm actually going to invite up Rihanna Hoffman, if she wants to come on up, and because today we are going to take a moment and celebrate something that our church started all the way back in September and just kind of wrapped up in May. Yeah, if you want to grab the other one. Finished up in May, where we, for the very first time ever in the life of our church, but for the very first time ever, was able to lead an ESL class for students and for our people in our neighborhoods and throughout the Fredericksburg area to teach them English. And Rihanna served as our ESL director. I think she puts air quotes around that, but that was her title, ESL director. So Rihanna, why don't you tell us just a little bit about what we did? Like, what were some tiny wins, big wins? What were some things that happened?
So we had class from September until May, and we had students that came the whole time. That was a big deal for us because we broke for December, and when you break for a few weeks, you're always like, are they going to come back? And they did, and that was so much fun. I'm going to take that for our teachers, because our teachers were amazing in the building of relationships with our students. Our bridge builders were awesome by getting phone numbers and having conversations, and I loved one of my favorite things that I guess it wouldn't consider a win, but it is for me, that they maintain connections outside of the classroom. So there were people that were having tea and coffee and taking, inviting them to some Impact stuff, and they showed up. Like, one of my favorite things from ESL was Do Good Friday, when we had our friend Jessica come, and she had never been to an Easter egg hunt. She had never heard the story of Easter. She had been in the country for about 3 months, and her teacher and her co-teacher and their bridge builders had created a connection for them that she felt safe enough to come to a community-wide event for the first time in her life, not speaking a whole lot of English, which I thought was the coolest thing ever. And then the thing that came out of that was she actually ended up, because the Lord is good and sovereign in all things, her co-teacher had a Bible in her language at her house. Like, how does that happen? It's not like it was, she didn't speak Spanish. It was one of those, like, Asian languages. And her co-teacher just happened to have a Bible in her language at her house. It's just one of the Lord-ordained things. But we had 22 students. We had three languages represented, six different nations, which is crazy and insane because we live in Fredericksburg. And we had a bukoodles of volunteers and serve teams and kiddos that were getting to share the gospel in the kids' room, and it was just really cool.
Absolutely. And it's really cool because when we when you drive around Fredericksburg, I know we were told a lot when we moved to this area that this wasn't a very diverse area, that there's not a lot here, but there were six different nations represented, three different languages, and that was just a tiny fraction of the different people groups that are represented in this area. And it's so cool that we had people traveling from Richmond, from Nova, from King George, all the way to come and take English classes with us. So Rihanna, so we did it. It's a thing that has happened, and we can celebrate that. But we're not done.
No,
we're headed into a new year and a new thing. So where are we going in this fall? What's going to happen?
So our students technically just graduated in May, and when we say graduated, we're calling it a celebration for what they've accomplished this year. So whether they came to one class or 22 classes, we celebrated what they learned and how the Lord moved. And we got to share the entire gospel with them through the book of Mark, which I thought was really cool. We had these listening exercises. So you listen to a story, and then we asked three or four questions, and our teachers got to be stretched in that because they got to share the burden of sharing the gospel. And that was so much fun. But in the fall, we are intending to have classes again. We don't know the location yet, but we do know that we're starting in September, and the goal is to not just have four classes, it's to have six or eight classes, because we have teachers that are now qualified, we know the need, we see the need, and we have the connections in those areas so that we can make connections, because we know other people need not only Jesus, but to learn how to speak English. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to not keep it where we were, it's to look at what we did, assess, see what went really good, see what needs to be worked on, and then grow from that. So in September, the plan is to have classes, and in August, the plan is to have training for more teachers.
Yes. So one of the things that really came out of ESL, I was an ESL teacher, you see me up there, but one of the things that really came out was, this is a really great way to meet a very practical need and show very real compassion to people who need it. We often think, when we think about meeting people's needs, we think, well, let's provide them food and housing and those kinds of things. But if you are brand new into a country, or even if you've been here for a few months and you can't speak the language, that is a very real need with a very real return as you do it. And so we want to encourage you, if this is interesting to you, if this is something that you say, hey, I want to be a part of this, because it's literally about an hour and a half a week where you get to show up, you get to hang out with people, teach them English. And if you're like, I can't teach English, that's okay. There are other ways to serve. But if that's something that you're interested in, we want you to encourage you this summer to talk to Rihanna, to let her know of your interest. One, we can get you trained as a teacher, but also two, we can make sure that you can get plugged in a way where you can be a part of serving the nations and furthering the gospel right here in Fredericksburg. So if it's okay, Rihanna, I'm going to pray. Pray for us, pray for our church, and pray for our students as we continue to see this happen. So let's pray.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.